Don't cross the river. 36 degrees at the Weather Service.
There's a little girl out lying on her own. She's got a broken heart. Don't cross the river.
New from America, Don't Cross the River.
Don't cross the river.
Well, he was billed as the 20th century Gabriel. Erskine Hawkins, his name. And here's a recording on the old Bluebird label and old 78 RPM of the King Porter Stomp. Like that sound? Ah, blowing a mean horn. That's Erskine Hawkins, along with his orchestra and the King Porter Stomp. Music from out of our gold mine at 10 minutes before 8 o'clock.
What are people saying about Blue Boar?
The prices are reasonable and the service is good.
Well, that's the main thing I like about the Blue Boar, the variety of the vegetables.
I like their roast beef.
They've all been very nice and courteous.
I've been eating here for about 10 years.
Yummy.
They're friendly and nice.
We can get in and out in a hurry.
Nice place to relax.
Have a good variety of all the foods.
It's a place to bring the family.
That's what people are saying about Blue Boar Cafeterias.
There's a Blue Boar Cafeteria downtown at 410 West Walnut. 9 minutes before 8 o'clock, NBC News on the hour. Here's that new one from Nancy Wilson. We can make it, baby.
I ain't got much to give. And don't know what I'll get. If you love me, we can make it, baby. Just rely on me.
Now we'll hear his side of the story as told by the Friends of Distinction.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Wave time 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Friends of Distinction trying to earn an honest dollar there. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. We're 3 minutes away from 8 o'clock in news time from NBC.
Hardee's makes their roast beef taste like mom's. Get yourself into the town home, back home feeling at Hardee's.
Everyone knows that Arby's has a great roast beef sandwich, but not many people know that you can get more than that, like Arby's delicious ham and cheese sandwich, a generous helping of hot-baked ham smothered in Swiss cheese, all wrapped up in a sesame seed bun. Or how about the Super Arby's, an extra-large helping of juicy roast beef on a big bun with lettuce and tomato and topped off with special Arby's sauce. The next time you're hungry, remember that you can get more than just a great roast beef sandwich at Arby's.
The four-hour sandwich is only minutes away at Arby's. Enjoy a great roast beef sandwich at any of the four Arby's locations in Louisville.
From the motion picture Deliverance comes the scene with the dueling banjos. 2 minutes before eight. Picking them hot licks there. Motion picture music on your police traffic copter station, WAVE Radio 970 in Louisville. It's 8 o'clock.
NBC News on the Hour. Israel braces against expected criticism for shooting down a Libyan airliner today. This is John Cochran reporting that the Israeli cabinet, at a hurriedly convened meeting, called on its military leaders to explain the shooting over the Sinai Desert. The Israeli chief of staff said the pilot of the Libyan commercial jet heard Israeli warnings but ignored them. Egypt claims that Israel gave no warning. There are also conflicting reports on how many persons were killed in the crash. It seems certain that at least 70 died. In Israel, there is speculation that the Libyan plane was not a passenger carrier, but may have been involved in a military and/or spying mission. More on that possibility from David Burrington in Tel Aviv.
It's pointed out here that Palestinian guerrillas have threatened to fill a plane like this with explosives and crash it into a military target. Officials here say they simply could not take that chance. The plane did, in fact, fly over a military airfield, according to the Israelis. Now the assumption is that the Libyan aircraft, which was on its way to Cairo, simply got lost. Why the pilot continued on his way without heeding the Israeli warnings is, of course, a big mystery. He apparently tried to land the plane on the desert after the Israelis opened fire, but it crashed on the rough terrain.
Correspondent Burrington says many Israelis are not sure why their government fired on the Libyan plane. President Nixon has sent his condolences to Libya, Egypt, and the families of those who died in the crash. More news after this.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Call me and I'll be around.
This is O.C. Smith for the Bell System. Share your warmest feelings with someone you miss. Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
U.S. officials are concerned that Israel's downing of that Libyan airliner today will set back chances of a new peace initiative in the Middle East. Egypt has already issued some warlike threats, and the Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi, is not considered a moderate. More on Libya's place in the Mideast crisis from William Rice in Beirut.
Libya is known to be one of the few Arab states that remains wholeheartedly behind the Palestinian guerrilla movement. Many people have speculated, well-informed people have speculated that Libya is a supporter of the Black September movement. And we do know that Libya received Black September guerrillas who were responsible for the Munich operation. And Libya has publicized Black September, that Libya has continuously rejected talks of a peaceful settlement, even though Egypt and Syria, who are Libya's partners in the Arab Federation, have appeared in various stages willing to go along with a peaceful settlement. Now, Libya is a militant state. Libya has declared its opposition to Israel and its willingness to pursue the struggle against Israel.
Almost ignored in the concern over the Libyan jet crash today was an Israeli raid deep into Lebanon. Lebanese officials complaining to the UN said Israel killed 30 persons. Israel said the attack was a preventive action designed to forestall terrorist attacks against Israelis. The Pentagon announced late today that the United States has provided navigational charts for 10 communist ships so they could leave the mined harbor of Haiphong. The Pentagon said the ships left at their own risk and made it out of North Vietnamese waters safely. That harbor was mined by the U.S. last May. French police have recovered the stolen body of Marshal Philippe Pétain, the World War I hero who was convicted as a traitor for collaborating with the Nazis in the Second World War. More news in a moment.
Tomorrow? Wow. I want to be doing something in the community.
A different kind of lawyer than my father-in-law.
Medical research. That's where it's going for me and my wife.
Studying theater. Teach acting to children.
No matter what your plans for the future, an unexpected pregnancy can change them. Don't take chances. For more information, write Planned Parenthood, Box 898, Radio City Station, New York, 10019. Planned Parenthood. Children by choice, not chance.
The Senate has voted to create a federal anti-hijacking security force. The San Francisco fire chief says arsonists tried to trap about 125 persons sleeping in an apartment building today. 13 were injured. The Hour's lead story, Israel denies Egyptian charges that it shot down a Libyan commercial airliner without any warning to the pilot. John Cochran, NBC News.
WAVE News.
33 degrees at 8:05. With Waves Regional News, here's Jerry Adkins.
In Louisville, H.M. Dunn Sr. and Jr. of Prudential Building and Loan fame have begun serving 10-year prison sentences meted out today. Fire has wiped out a weekly newspaper in Newcastle, but no injuries are reported. James O'Keefe's resignation as the licensing official for county private police and security guards has been accepted by fiscal court after charges that his operation of a private investigating firm constituted a conflict of interest. And four teenagers have been arrested and charged by Louisville police in the murder Monday morning of West End grocer Theodore Jones. The forecast from Wave meteorologist Tom Wills, clearing and cold tonight, the low 26. Mostly sunny and cool tomorrow, the high 42. Partly cloudy and mild Friday. Precipitation chances 10% tonight, near zero tomorrow, and 20% Friday. Under partly cloudy Louisville skies, it's officially 33 degrees. Jerry Adkins, Wave News.
At 5:12 a.m., April 18, 1906, San Francisco began to tremble. By 5:13, there was no San Francisco. Only fires, destroying most of everything that was left. When it was all over, 28,000 buildings had been destroyed, and 300 people were dead. Total property loss, $400 million. Of all the insurance companies covering claims, only a few paid in full. Insurance Company of North America was one of them. And if it happened again today, we'd still pay in full.
The following is network commentary.
David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington, with a few comments about President Nixon's defense or defensiveness about the peace settlement. It seems, we can't be sure, that since there's been very little public celebration about ending the war, Mr. Nixon doubts the American people fully appreciate what he has done. For example, his speech to the South Carolina legislature. Well, from what we have seen and heard, the American people are vastly grateful it is over, even if it did take a long time. And among those who for years have wanted the war ended immediately, leaving South Vietnam to sink or swim, there has not been, to my knowledge, one word of complaint about the peace terms. And why should there be? Those who wanted the war ended got the war ended. It could have happened sooner, no doubt, but it ended. And it ended with South Vietnam armed to the teeth with American weapons, almost choking on American money and more to come, and with some kind of fighting chance to survive as a semi-dictatorship calling itself a republic. If the South survives, it'll be lucky. If it does not, nobody can blame this country. It was not possible to force a peace settlement on American terms because we did not win the war, as that term is understood. That is, the other side did not surrender and the U.S. did not dictate the peace terms. But when the U.S. entered in a sizable way back in the Johnson years, there was no intention of winning it in that way. No intention of invading North Vietnam and forcing a surrender. It was thought then that might bring Russia or China or both into the war. And nobody wanted that. Instead, the U.S. began arming and training the South Vietnamese to defend themselves. And when the peace was signed, that's how it was left, with some hope, but no guarantee, that South Vietnam would survive. It would be a bold person indeed who will predict it would still exist 5 years from now. If it does not, then the U.S. will have done all it could and far more than Saigon had any right to expect. It was not, therefore, a great and glorious victory as in World War II. It was the end of a war a majority of Americans thought they should never have got into in the first place. And so the reaction to its end was subdued. There was a great welcome for returning prisoners, but no other public festiveness. Well, that may have led Mr. Nixon to think the public did not appreciate what he had done. I suspect the public's feeling is like that of one who has recovered from pneumonia. Very happy to be rid of an ailment, but he thought he shouldn't have had it in the first place. And when he recovers, finds all of the bills there, waiting to be paid. David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington.
Could George Burns ever perform without his cigar?
No, because I save a lot of money by smoking cigars. If I didn't smoke cigars, I'd have to have a straight man to time my jokes. So here I've got a cigar that cost me 25 cents. It fits my holder. I tell a joke and I smoke and I eliminate a straight man, which I save a couple hundred dollars a week. And I'm thinking, as I'm getting older, I might smoke with both hands.
This is Bill Cullum inviting you to meet the one and only George Burns this weekend on Monitor.
Hear Wave News on the hour and half hour, and whenever important news happens.
a part of it all in Louisville.
Dick Morant.
Welcome back to Music on a Wednesday evening on Night Beat. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Hollies with Magic Woman Touch. 261.90 in the Wave 970 jackpot. 261.90. Jot that down by your telephone.
I'm looking through at yesterday. All my life thrown away.
Magic Woman Touch, the Hollies on Radio Wave at 8:14.
Now appearing nightly. The Bottled and Bond, in the distillery at the all-new, completely redecorated Admiral Benbow Inn on Bardstown Road at the Waterson Expressway. Dining in the Kingston Room, dancing in the distillery at the all-new Admiral Benbow Inn on Bardstown Road at Waterson Expressway.
970-WAGE. When I graduated from high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Then I heard about the Navy's new 3-year enlistment program. I got some terrific on-the-job training, a good start on a career, and I got to Hawaii. 3 years in the Navy. What a great experience.
If you think you've got what it takes to make it in the new Navy, call toll-free 800-841-8000. Find out how you can be someone special in the new Navy. That's 800-841-8000.
Music from out of the past, Lionel Hampton and his orchestra with one titled Whizzin' the Whiz. There we go. That's Cozy Cole on drums, Lionel Hampton playing. It's called Whizzin' the Whiz. Title tune of the motion picture Lost Horizon. Sean Phillips singing. After 8, a look at the Night Beat marquee of coming events. A revival is being held at the Park Place United Methodist Church, 1820 East Park Place in Jeffersonville. Evangelist Gene Clark of Findlay, Ohio is preaching. Services are at 7 o'clock each evening. The Louisville section of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers will have its February dinner meeting tomorrow at 6:30 at the Holiday Inn Southeast on Bardstown Road. Mr. Jack Fish will be the speaker talking on the energy crisis. For further information or to make dinner reservations, you may call this evening Mr. Bob Mulligan at 459-7860. The busy student commons at Indiana University Southeast will be the scene of a jazz concert tomorrow. Jamie Abersold's Communication Musical Group will perform from noon until 2 o'clock. The United Electronics Institute Student Council and Lambda Tau Delta is sponsoring a benefit variety show tomorrow night at 7:30 at the American Legion Dixie Post, 220 on Crumbs Lane. All proceeds will benefit St. Thomas Orphanage. The first Louisville area production of the successful Broadway play Indians is being presented now through the 24th by the Bellarmine College Players in association with the Guild Community Theater. Performances are nightly at 8 in the New Science Theater on the Belknap campus. Bellarmine campus. The Highland Park concerned citizens. Invite everyone to hear mayoral candidates Mr. William Gibbs, Dr. Harvey Sloan, and Dr. Carol Witten tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Highland Park First Baptist Church, 4461 Park Boulevard. And finally, the Mansfield Players will present Noel Coward's comedy, Blithe Spirit. There'll be performances the 23rd and 24th at 8 o'clock, and on Sunday at 3 at 10,411 Taylorsville Road in Jefferson Town. These announcements are broadcast free of charge by Radio Wave. If your group is a nonprofit one and you're trying to gather a crowd for your next event, send along details in a postcard or letter and mail to Nightbeat Marquee, Wave Radio Louisville, 40201. Federal regulations will not let us promote games of chance. The song that originates from the TV series Sesame Street. It's called Sing, and the Carpenters have it out as their new single.
Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong.
$261.90 in the Wave 970 jackpot, $261.90. Jot that down next to your telephone. We might call you on our next 970 jackpot phone call.
970 WABE.
Here's music from 1952. The Mills Brothers with Glowworm.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Fly a fire, glow like an incandescent wire.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
The new one from the Association. Albert Hammond wrote it.
Names, I know a man who drowned his sorrows in the cheapest booze.
You believe them as a rule, while my name for you is beautiful. Your name for me is fool.
It's the new one from the Association. Names, tags, numbers, and labels. This is your police traffic copter station, WAVE Radio 970 in Louisville. 33 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. The forecast from Tom Wills, clearing and cold tonight with a low of 26. Mostly sunny and cool tomorrow with a high of 42. Then for Friday, partly cloudy and mild. 33 at the weather service downtown in the Wave Garden. We have a temperature reading of 34 degrees.
Would you like to know what's going to happen on the popular daytime drama Somerset? Well, tune in the morning show at 9 on Channel 3 Thursday, because we're going to try to find out from two of its stars. Joel Crothers will be here. He's Julian, you know. And Dorothy Stinnett is Laura Cooper. We'll also be talking to and hearing from Stu Phillips from Wave's Music Place. And Bob and Pat Gary will be here, too, to entertain. Marcy Ryan will talk about mental health for women, the working woman in particular. So we hope you'll join us at 9.
Music from that wonderful year, 1953, once each half hour, around the clock, all next week on Wave Radio. Remember Frank Shaxfield's Ebb Tide, Changing Partners by Patti Page, Julius LaRosa, Hank Williams, Jackie Gleason's Melancholy Serenade, Percy Faith's song from Moulin Rouge, Teresa Brewer, Les Paul and Mary Ford, Joni James, The Hilltoppers, Frankie Lane. You'll hear them all and many more from that wonderful year, 1953, all next week on WAVE Radio 970. Right now, we're going back to the big band sound of Woody Herman, and we'll hear Woody sing on this one, too. A Duke Ellington composition, the one titled Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
And other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me. Baby, you never will.
Hey, did you like that? I hope you did. That's Woody Herman. Do nothing till you hear from me. Wave time 23 minutes before 9.
There's more to Wave News, and it's all on Wave Radio 970. Local and national news on the hour and half hour. Morning and afternoon traffic reports. The latest and most up-to-date weather information. Relevant station editorials. Getting the news on the air when it happens. Wave Radio 970, your station for news.
From now through April, Spalding College and Wave Radio are teaming up to bring you a provocative series, Images of Women in Literature, each Sunday night at 9. Many students are taking it as part of a special Spalding English course. Those who are not will enjoy hearing Professor Shirley Bobiak and other authorities on literature discuss the role of women in literature, from Eve on down to the present. Don't miss Images of Women in Literature on Wave Radio each Sunday night at 9.
970 WAVE.
You wouldn't buy a shirt two sizes too big or a pair of shoes an inch longer than you want. You check sizes very carefully when you shop. Well, check the price you pay, too. Make sure that's not a few sizes larger than it should be. Compare prices. Shop for the best deal. Read and check ads. Walk away when it costs too much. When you do, you're helping the Price Commission help you. Be a price fighter. Buy smart.
This announcement was broadcast free of charge by WAVE.
We'll be drinking any more wine. I wake the sun up by giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup.
Helen Reddy on Radio Wave with Peaceful. Wave time 19 minutes before 9 o'clock, and here's a new one from the Stylistics. Break up to make up. Dick Marinette with you on Wave's Night Beat. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday. A forecast from Tom Wills, clearing and cold tonight with a low 26, mostly sunny and cool tomorrow with a high 42. It's 33 degrees in our city now. Skies are partly cloudy. And a quick reminder that we have $261.90 in the Wave 970 jackpot. $261.90. 18 before 9, news on the hour. Minutes before 9. That's a new one from the Stylistics. It's called Break Up to Make Up. Dick Marinette with you on a Wednesday evening.
Weaves in tune with the dynamic city of the 70s. Louisville, you're standing tall, and waves here right beside you. A part of it all. 970 WAVE.
How about a hot toddy right now, huh? This, musically speaking, is from Ralph Flanagan, 1952 hit.
That's Hot Toddy, the music of Ralph Lanigan on Radio Wave at 12 minutes before 9.
Check and double check carefully. That's a good rule to remember when preparing your federal income tax return. Check the peel-off label on the cover of the forms package before you transfer to the return you'll mail to the IRS. Double check to make sure your Social Security number, name, and address are correct. Write any necessary corrections directly on the label, in ink. Check to be certain all your W-2 forms and supporting schedules are attached to the return. Review your arithmetic for accuracy. If you compute your tax from the tax tables, double-check to be certain you're using the correct tax table for you. Finally, be sure to sign your return. If it's a joint return, both husband and wife must sign. Check and double-check. That's the rule for an accurate tax return, and by filing an accurate tax return, you can speed up any refund that's coming to you. This was a public service announcement presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
New tune from Albert Hammond.
If you gotta break another heart, then break it. Come on and break.
That's new. It's from Albert Hammond, and it's called If You Gotta Break Another Heart. Wave time now is 8 minutes before 9 o'clock.
My daddy lets me stay up and watch the Channel 3 News at 6 and 11. That's the one with Livingston Gilbert and Dale Greer.
Isn't that awfully late for you to be up?
My daddy doesn't care. He likes for me to stay up and watch the Channel 3 News.
Your daddy must really want you to learn about current events. Is he a teacher?
No.
All right, I give up. Why does he let you stay up to watch the Channel 3 News?
Because Dale Greer's my daddy.
Listen. I beg your pardon.
It's a gray, gray, gloomy day. A strange and moody blues day. Gotta get through another day.
Carole King on Radio Wave and Gotta Get Through Another Day. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Metropolitan Louisville, you're more than just a town. You're Jefferson County, Clark, Floyd, Harrison, Bullitt, Fort Knox, and Oldham. You're growing greater daily. You're the going place to be. We're part of it all with you. 970 WAVE.
Count Basie and the orchestra in a 1947 recording, one titled Basie's Basement. There we go, that's Basie's Basement. Music for you from 1947 from the Count.
Music from that wonderful year, 1953, once each half hour, around the clock, all next week on Wave Radio. Remember Frank Shaxfield's Ebb Tide, Changing Partners by Patti Page, Julius LaRosa, Hank Williams, Jackie Gleason's Melancholy Serenade, Percy Faith's Song from Moulin Rouge, Teresa Brewer, Les Paul and Mary Ford, Joni James, The Hilltoppers, Frankie Lane. You'll hear them all and many more from that wonderful year 1953, all next week on WAVE Radio 970.
Take
Take a look at yourself, River Lady. Oh, you're really looking good, reflecting a brand new Louisville.
WAVE Radio 970 in Louisville, 9 o'clock.
NBC News on the Hour. Conflicting reports on the number and nationality of people aboard a Libyan passenger plane downed today by Israeli planes. Don North reports from Cairo.
The Libyan Arab Airlines office here in Cairo reports 104 passengers on the booking list of the ill-fated 727 reported shot down by Israeli jets in the occupied Sinai. Most of the passengers were Egyptians and Libyans, including a former Libyan foreign minister. There were 9 crewmen, all French. It was cloudy here in Cairo today, and it's believed the Libyan airliner coming from Tripoli overshot Cairo airport because its radio malfunctioned. The control tower reports it lost radio contact with the plane during its approach. When contact was reestablished, the pilot of the Libyan plane said he was off course and surrounded by Israeli jets. "They're shooting at us," was the last words heard here in Cairo. An Egyptian government spokesman said the Arabs would make Israel pay a dear price for their inhuman crime. Don North, NBC News, Cairo.
While Libyan spokesmen in Cairo say there were 104 people aboard the plane, earlier reports said there were 83, and the death toll is still listed officially at 74. And while 9 of the crewmen are reported to be French, Air France says 5 members of the 9-member crew were French. An Air France spokesman says 5 French crew members are believed to have been killed. Indications are that Israel did not intend the loss of life that occurred. It was only after an urgent and lengthy cabinet meeting that the government in Tel Aviv reaffirmed the plane was brought down for failing to respond to inquiries from the jet fighter pilots. And Premier Golda Meir expressed, in her words, deep sorrow at the loss of life resulting from the Libyan crash and regrets that the pilots did not heed the repeated warnings. More news after this.
This is Art Fleming, and I want you to meet a guy who really does talk to the trees and the bushes and the tulips and the turnips and his fiddly fig. He's Jerry Baker, America's master gardener.
Yeah, I've been talking. And there's really, you know, now you smile. And a lot of the folks out there, they're smiling. And a lot of them that have heard me over the last 12 years know that I'm really serious. And it isn't that bad, because how many times have you talked to the tire on a car that went flat or an engine that wouldn't start, or a car that ran out of gas? You have to pay attention. You have to practice the 3 P's to have a successful garden with the plants that you live with every day.
Okay.
Pride, patience, and persistence.
I'll buy that. And folks, now that Jerry's a Monitor regular, join him this weekend and learn more about your growing world.
Secretary of State Rogers says all American bombing in Laos will stop 3 hours from now when a Laotian ceasefire goes into effect. The U.S. command in Honolulu says that American air operations continued today, though. The Pentagon says 10 communist bloc ships have safely reached the open sea from the port of Haiphong using maps of American-laid minefields provided by the U.S. Big city mayors have gone to Washington to try to get back the money President Nixon has cut from urban social programs. New York Mayor John Lindsay told senators the president's actions show he does not care about curtailing crime.
No one can claim to be concerned about fighting crime when funds are cut for jobs and schools in our cities. In fact, there is enough in our gold-plated, bloated military budget alone. More than enough dollars to fund our most vital domestic programs without the slightest danger to national security.
Mayor Lindsay testified before a Senate subcommittee in intergovernmental relations, along with the mayors of New Orleans, San Francisco, Milwaukee, and Gary, Indiana. More news in a moment.
Hi, this is Joe Garagiola. Say, are you looking for your definition of sports? Well, to some people, it's a world of statistics. Now, others think only about the superstars. And there are even those who think that sports is simply a matter of winning and losing. On my sports show every day on NBC, we talk about people. Superstars, sure, but we talk about the guys who'll never be superstars. If you're a sports fan, join me right here every day for the Joe Garagiola Sports Show.
Continuing conflict between the White House and Congress deepened today as the Senate passed a measure reviving a farm aid program killed by President Nixon. Leaders in the House say it, too, will reinstate the program of low-interest loans for rural electrification and telephones. Police in Paris say they've recovered the remains of Marshal Philippe Pétain, stolen Sunday from a grave on a coastal island. Pétain headed the French Vichy government, which collaborated with the Nazis during World War II. Right-wing extremists are blamed for trying to move his body from a traitor's grave to the National War Cemetery. The Hour's lead story, there are continued conflicting reports on the number of people aboard the Libyan airliner downed today by Israeli jets, with Libyan authorities claiming 104 persons, other spokesmen saying 83. Bob Kane, NBC News.
WAVE News.
32 degrees at 9:05, and with Waves Regional News, here is Jerry Adkins.
Fire has gutted the offices of the Henry County Local, a weekly newspaper in Newcastle. Fire units from Eminence, LaGrange, and the Camelberg community helped Newcastle firemen contain the blaze. Police Chief G.L. Vaughn says only the walls of the brick building remain standing. In Louisville, former building and loan executives H.M. Dunn Jr. and Sr. were formally sentenced to a 10-year prison term each and have begun serving their time at LaGrange Reformatory. Fiscal court has accepted the resignation of James O'Keefe as head of the county agency which regulates private police and security guards. The resignation follows conflict of interest criticism. O'Keefe operates his own private investigating firm. And Louisville Aldermanic President Carol Whitten made a campaign promise before South End Rotarians that if elected mayor, he'll see to it that bus service always continues in Louisville. But Whitten didn't say specifically how that promise might be kept. The forecast from Wave meteorologist Tom Wills, clearing and cold tonight, the low 26. Mostly sunny and cool tomorrow, the high 42, then partly cloudy and mild Friday. Precipitation chances 10% tonight, near zero tomorrow, and 20% Friday. Under partly cloudy Louisville skies, 32 degrees. Jerry Adkins, Wave News.
Could be better than a frozen treat from Dairy Queen. Scrump delicious cones, dilly bars, sundaes, triple thick shakes, banana splits, and more. So good, we had to invent a whole new way to describe them. They're more than delicious, they're scrump delicious.
So let's all go to the Dairy Queen. Scrump delicious, Dairy Queen. S-C-R-U-M-P, delicious.
The following is network commentary.
In Vientiane, Laos today, they broke open champagne to celebrate the signing of a ceasefire, and it looks as though one of the most troubled countries in the world will have peace for a while. For how long, of course, is not certain. Nothing is certain in Laos. This is John Chancellor with some observations on the second of the three ceasefire agreements, which are necessary if peace is to be brought to Indochina. We have a ceasefire of sorts in Vietnam, although there seems to be plenty of fighting still going on there. And at midnight tonight in Laos, the fighting is supposed to stop, which leaves Cambodia. Another complicated situation, but there is reason to hope that some accord can be reached there as well. Laos is one of those places which maybe shouldn't have become a country at all. It is hopelessly situated politically. A landlocked country about the size of Oregon, consisting of impenetrable forests on precipitous hills, bounded by China, North Vietnam, South Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, and Burma. There was just no way for Laos to escape being involved deeply in the long Indo-Chinese wars. It became a country in 1947, and by the early 1950s was in serious political trouble, which brought about an international conference on Laos in 1954. The trouble was between communists, rightists, and neutralists. The communists, the Pathet Lao, occupied the northern part of the country. The neutralists and the rightists divided the rest. By 1960, the North Vietnamese were helping the communists, so were the Russians, and not long after, the United States began helping the rightists. This led to another international conference on Laos in 1961 and 1962. The communists, rightists, and neutralists agreed then to form a coalition government. The United States pulled out about 700 men who had been involved on our side, and North Vietnam promised to pull out its forces. That promise was broken, and the coalition government lasted only about 2 years. Then the communist Pathet Lao group pulled out. The Americans came back then, setting up and supplying a mercenary army of Mayo tribesmen to fight the Pathet Lao, and North Vietnamese forces increased to an estimated 65,000. Under the agreement signed today, all foreign troops are to leave. The United States bases most of its helicopter-borne and airborne operations in Thailand anyway, and we will have to wait and see if the North Vietnamese will keep their promise this time. The agreement says that the communists, rightists, and neutralists will have to reach a political settlement. But that didn't happen after 1954. It didn't happen after 1962. And in 1973, we can be allowed a little skepticism. John Chancellor, NBC News.
Cindy Adams is our Saturday night hostess this week on Monitor, and one of her guests is Richard Chamberlain, who talks about working with Laurence Olivier.
I love meeting Laurence Olivier because he's really a devastating, incredible person. And amazing charm. He has, his charm is like a cannon that he turns at people and he fires it, you know, and everybody just falls down with a kind of worship.
Well, a lot of people would agree with that. This is Jim Lowe inviting you to join Cindy and Richard Saturday night on Monitor 73.
Hear Wave News on the hour and half hour and whenever important news happens.
A part of it all in Louisville.
Dick Morant.
Hello there. Glad to have you along at 12 after 9. Stay tuned, Glenn Miller fans. I have a treat in store for you after this.
Well, I'm a sweet-smelling, truth-telling, city-dwelling kind of a woman. Looking for a hard-riding, time-biting, animal kind of a man. Well, I'm no man's lady if you're no lady's man. So come and get me, baby. You can.
Oh, yeah. Nancy Sinatra.
Come on. If you can. If you can.
Kind of a woman. Music for you at 9:15.
9:17. WABE.
I promised you Glenn Miller fans a treat. Well, here we go.
Mid spotlights and celebrities, the Glen Island Casino opens its 1939 season. Let's listen to Glenn Miller's music. Now, I should like to have you meet the gentleman who pilots this here now band, Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Hugh. Good evening, everyone. May I say that it's a great pleasure to be back on the air again, and particularly from Glen Island Casino, one of the most beautiful spots that we've ever had the pleasure of playing in. We'll not take up much more of the program of talking now. I'll turn it back to Hugh James, and he'll tell you about the next number.
Sunrise Serenade.